So Darren found the proximity of the fox, but I think he opted to anywhere roughly he was at instead of getting a bunch of burrs on all of his clothes, because I did have it in some taller weeds, and he came back to me with a fair amount of burrs on his clothes, so I felt a little bit bad, but I wanted to put it in a spot where most people wouldn't find it. But unless you're looking for it, you're not going to stumble on it, because I don't want it to cause any concern. So as far as like Sony went, one of the things I always tried to do is get my friends into ham radio, and the idea for me was that I can focus on these few things and they can focus on whatever they want to focus on. And then it's kind of a quid pro quo where we all learn things and show each other, hey, this is what I learned today. And this is, and he can be like, this I learned today. And so that's kind of what I've always been looking for. Unfortunately, a couple of my buddies that fell into radio and started going down the road, they quickly, got distracted by life and weren't able to kind of live that dream with me. But that's kind of what's nice about the ham radio group we have is, everybody kind of contributes in some way, and we all learn from each other. And so what I'm not able to learn quickly enough, someone else is probably already halfway down that road and already learned it. And so it really works out well. It's kind of a good system, So I like the group because it's kind of expedited learning, and it's kind of takes the stress and the strain out of everything. So hopefully, some of the things that I beat my head against the wall on, other people won't have to, and the things they beat their head against the wall on, I won't have to. So everybody wins.